Jordan Fashing is a senior at Benson High School who participates in a variety of activities, including JROTC, which stands for Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. The reason Jordan joined is not the reason she has stayed with the program.
At first, it was for the PE credits. You know, you got the two mandatory years that you have to have PE, and I was like, I'm just going to do JROTC to get out of the PE, and then I just fell in love with it. It's like a very family-oriented. I met really good people, and it's been an experience that I didn't expect.
A big part of her time in ROTC is spent marching. It's something Jordan says she mastered during her freshman year. She says it's all about marching 120 beats per minute, staying in step and aligned with the person next to you.
Wait until your time and do your march, and you do, like, I'm on varsity and female, so I march twice. So then you do the march, and then you go back to the room and you basically wait. We usually do very well at the OPS one. I've been on first and second. I want to say first on varsity and second on female.
Though she admits she's not very good with directions when it comes to east and west, Jordan says she really enjoyed the time she spent orienteering outside.
You are in a field and you have to go out and find points. So you get a map and you have the points, but you have to do the coordinates and then go out and find the points. I was mostly the person who did the testing because I was pretty good at testing when it comes to like facts, and then usually I was paired with someone who's good with mapping skills.
The orienteers were tested on things like what the colors green and blue represent on a map, as well as what the contoured lines mean. This year, Jordan's schedule was a bit too full to accommodate orienteering. Staying at the top of her class academically definitely keeps her busy.
It's a little weird and strange because I didn't know I was number one until it's like sophomore year, because I've been number one all 4 years. And when I found out, like in the middle, basically near the end of my freshman year, I was like, oh, I'm number one. I just did my best. It's just kind of that weird feeling like, oh, I might have to do a speech at graduation. Oh, that's great.
Why is she so nervous about giving a graduation speech?
I have had a speech impairment since I was five, so I'm officially out of it. I just got signed out of it this year because at that point, it's not going to get any better. But it does make a difference, that little nervousness. It's like, yes, I have a speech impairment, but I can speak. I've done it. It just makes you a little nervous to go up there and speak in front of the entire class.
Jordan says her parents are super supportive and just tell her to do her best. One way Jordan copes with the pressures and issues in her life is by writing poetry. She's been creating 20-line poems since about the eighth grade and says the process helps her express how she feels about things.
Some of them are really, like, connected to me personally because, like, I just lost my dog, so I wrote that, like, wrote a poem about that, so it's, like, really personal to me. Or, like, one of them was a coping method for my speech because I had a speech impairment and I was going through rough times and that. Or my great aunt died and everyone was like dealing with that, and I was on because they were at the hospital, so I was dealing with that.
Her poems have been published in Creative Communication and the America Library of Poetry. Jordan loves reading as much as writing and is a volunteer at the library. She says she goes once a week and wants to work with the library after she graduates from college, though she's not sure in what capacity yet.
I love being surrounded by books, so going to shelf or doing community little things because I had to do like the summer reading prizes. I got to do that. It's kind of fun just to do different things there. My mom pushed me to volunteer because she knew that's something that I love.
For OPS Student Spotlight, I'm Cheryl Lee.